finalist for the American Star Farmer is Daniel Jossen from the Ada Borup West FFA chapter from the great state of Minnesota. Daniel, how did your FFA story start?
Well, it started when I was really young. My dad was very active in FFA, and both of my siblings, who are older than I am, were very active. And so I kind of grew up going to the chapter banquets and around my FFA advisor. So it was just a natural fit and a no-brainer for me to be in FFA. And as soon as I was in, I just started to take advantage of the opportunities that were available to me, whether that was CDEs or going to leadership camps and running for offices. Just any opportunity I was presented with, I said yes to.
What are some of those impactful opportunities that you had during FFA?
Yeah, so a couple of the big ones, being chapter president was huge for me. I was on the Minnesota State FFA State Officer Nominating Committee. That was a really fun experience. I get to nominate the state officers and be around a huge group of really well-spoken individuals and get to put those officers in their place. It's a huge honor, as well as just being here right now as an American Star Farmer finalist is a huge honor and really, really awesome.
Being an American Star Farmer finalist is a huge honor. Tell me more about your supervised agricultural experience.
Yeah, it began when I was 14. I bought a small square baler to start baling straw with my brother Andrew, and I'd always been interested in farming, loved farming, knew that's what I wanted to do. And as I got a little bit older, I started to rent some crop ground from my grandma, and I was raising corn or wheat and soybeans on that. And as I started to bale some more straw, I started to put in some alfalfa, something that my family has never been involved in. And my brother quit the baling business to do some other stuff, and I bought him out. And I started to bale round bales as well, put up more alfalfa and more straw, custom acres, started to rent some more crop ground. And now I own 150 acres of crop ground. I rent out to 350. I bale 1,000 acres of straw each year and about 150 acres of hay in big squares, round bales, and small squares, as well as I have sugar beets, corn, wheat, and soybeans.
Agricultural life can be pleasant as well as challenging. What have been some of your biggest moments of growth throughout this experience?
Definitely buying land was a big one for me. Just to have that opportunity, first of all, to purchase land, and then to have my parents help me and my bankers help me to finance that land was a huge moment of growth for me as being a landowner, buying equipment and being able to secure my own financing for all of that. And just every year, something new and new challenges, but also new opportunities for growth, adding something new every year was just every year is more growth than I could have imagined.
There are a lot of young FFA members who will see you on the stage as an American Star Farmer finalist this week. What advice do you have for young people that are just getting started in their agricultural journey?
Say yes. Any opportunity that you get presented with, just do it, say yes. You don't always want to. It's not always fun. You might not enjoy it in the moment, but afterwards you're going to be so glad you did. And if your SAE isn't always fun, that's fine. Just get through it. It's always rewarding in the end.
Daniel, not only are you a finalist for American Star Farmer, you're also receiving your American degree. With that being said, this is probably one of the last times you'll put on this iconic blue corduroy jacket. What does the jacket and what does FFA as an organization mean to you, and how has it prepared you for the future?
Yeah, the jacket means a lot to me. Thinking about this being one of the last times I'm going to put it on, it's kind of tough to think about because it's meant a lot to me over these years. But FFA has prepared me for the future so well, whether it's public speaking, just record keeping, talking to people, networking that I've made at different events over the years. FFA has definitely shaped who I am today.
How can you see yourself applying the skills gained in FFA in your immediate future?
Every day, just talking to people, better communication skills, just learning how to talk to people and make people like you and make connections and friends. And the people that I met in FFA, whether I run for county boards or other offices like that, the connections made in FFA will make an impact in my everyday life for sure.
Daniel, tell me about the education that you're pursuing and then what your future career goals are.
Yeah, I'm currently a junior at North Dakota State University in Fargo, North Dakota, studying ag business. And when I graduate, I will be farming full-time at home as well as running my baling business. And that's my lifelong goal is just to farm full time.
Minnesota native and Ada Borup West FFA chapter member Daniel Jossend is an American Star Farmer finalist here at the 96th National FFA Convention and Expo. And with National FFA, I'm Hannah Whetstone.